right. Good afternoon, Brunswick Junior High. This is Mark Zielinski from the University of New Hampshire. I'm looking forward to hearing you play. Good luck. All right, nice control, playing a nice vibrant opening and then getting soft at five. Not easy to do. Good job, band. All right, nice light articulation before 13 in the staccatos. Good job. Nice job with the crescendos. Good work. You know, I wonder if when we get to like measure 25 through 28, if we can, or 27, if we can still keep the volume just a little more full, and then that way you have a little more room to get softer in measure 28 to set up 29. There you go, low winds and low brass. The dogfight at 70. Yeah, it's your chance to be the leaders. Yeah, if you want to add a little more at 82, da, dee, dee, da, da, da. Maybe a little bit more weight on the accented quarter note. Even though it's mezzo forte or softer the first time, it might be a nice little touch. Gotta have those smears. Good job. And then freeze right at the end. Good job. Yeah, nice way to get started off with a gallop to get things going for this concert. So very, very nice job. I like the fact that you're playing this piece. It's a faster piece, but you're still playing with an overall sense of ensemble tone that has a nice center and control to it. That's so important. Sometimes when we play really fast, it's really exciting, but we can let either the speed or the volume get away from us, and that didn't happen. So good job. That's good maturity. To get those attacks together and beat three in the second and fourth to measure. So maybe if everyone, if you all breathe together, including percussion, breathe and then just release the sound off the instrument or release the sound through the horn, so that way you're together. It's very tricky, very exposed, and it's very, all the exposed parts in the opening. Good job. Way to go. Nice crescendo. Wouldn't mind hearing a little more second clarinet there, just to balance the first. Lower notes tend to get to be hidden just because of their their range being lower. So the second clarinets, think of it being part as needs to be twice as full as you think. Right. So very, this piece has like some really neat colors. I wonder at 22, there's this nice chord that's sitting there. Can we hold it, that chord, that beautiful, colorful chord, just a little longer before we have to take our breath or release our sound? Pardon me. All right. So with all the sustained parts, make sure clarinets, I think you need to play just a little more full at measure 30 so we can hear that moving part. Okay, so at 41, so really nice things happening. The fact that I'm not talking, I'm just listening, and then just a few things to think about at 41. You know, trust where that pitch is on beat two for bari sax, bassoon, trombone, baritone, euphonium, so that way we can really hear that A natural before we play it. So it helps to sing it in your mind before you play it. So measure 51, another example, I think if we can hold that whole note just a little longer before we have to take a break into the sound. Nice job with that little brass quartet. Yeah. Yeah, nice playing at the end. Tricky. Tricky. And good job. Da-dee-da. This piece has a lot of exposed parts, so congratulations to all of you for taking a risk like that. It's not easy to do, and enjoy it. You get to really play a nice, just varied repertoire, but also varied skills necessary. So along with that, there's a lot of good things that happen in this piece. Again, playing with good control, and I'm hearing the use of dynamics. Obviously, you're watching your conductor. I mean, playing a slow piece and maintaining slow pulse takes a lot of discipline, and you're doing that. A couple of things to just keep in mind, to try to stretch those notes towards the end of each phrase is a little bit longer. And also, when you're playing, do your best to try to play in tune with one another. You know, you tune before the performance, but in the end, it's always changing because the temperature of the instruments are changing, where you're playing on the instruments changing. There's so much that's changing. It's like a meat grinder. Just everything gets turned upside down sometimes. So the great cure for that is to listen and adjust. So especially when there's only a handful of people playing, but even then, all the time, keep listening to match pitch so that way you guys can play with intonation that's even more sparkly. All right, let's see. In this particular, getting that first two notes, I know it's marked mezzo piano, but still take a nice big breath and do the best you can to hear it before you play it. I think right now I'd like to hear just a little. I mean, you're playing with a nice connected sound, which is good. It's great. Good crescendos. At 10, though, I'd like to hear just a little bit more of the primary line, the most important line. So maybe those parts could play out just a little bit more, and the other accompanying parts could play just a little bit less. Job. It's a long time to sustain low brass and low woodwinds. Good job. Nice job. Percussion. I wonder, percussion, could we maybe put a little more exaggeration to the times where we have accents? Boom, 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 boom. So that way, if you play the other notes that are not accented a little softer, the accented notes will pop even more. Nice job getting the shaker going. Yeah, I wonder if we get a little bit longer eighth note on the dash in measure 68. Bop, 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 do dot, almost like a do dot. Job at 94, having a point of arrival. Let's make sure 93 we're all just really together, tuka 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 tuka, just with the eighth note, so that the subdivision is really unified. Yeah, could we hear just a little bit more of that first entrance? It was very soft, but I had a hard time hearing it clearly enough. Maybe just a little bit more. But good layering pyramid effect after 104. There you go. And at the end of the piece like that, too, where there's a a naturally... It's interesting ending where the wind players have stopped playing, but then you might still hear the Mark Tree ringing along. So just keep your bodies nice and still until your director moves hands, and then that way you know it's done. All right, so really good job today. A lot of a varied program, from contemporary sounds all the way to a good old-fashioned gallop march. You're doing a lot of good things, and I think if you just keep working and working, I've made some suggestions for you, and I hope you continue to work as hard as you can through the rest of this year, but all the years after that, you're doing a lot of good things, and I wish you the very best of luck.